everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let Me Tell You Why. I am your host, Tyler Webster, joined as always by my co-host, Danielle Lorenz.
Hello.
All right, so today's topic. Danielle has not left me alone since we started this podcast. Every night she would say, Tyler, I really, every night that we were recording, whatever.
Every night of our lives.
Every night of our lives.
I text him at midnight and wake him up.
She sends me text that says, if we don't do a podcast episode about serving, I'm going to lose my mind. I have the funniest story.
How dare you put me on the spot with this, you absolute asshole. You're the worst. No, I have like really cursed stories from serving, and I have like some really funny stories from serving and some that are just like interesting, but they're like all over the map. It's all over the fucking place.
I didn't realize until the beginning of this podcast that a lot of my selections have been picked by the spinner. And so I'm like, should we add more stuff to the spinner? She's like, bro, are we ever going to get to my topics?
We put together the spinner with two topics of his and two topics of mine, and both of his have been selected, and all that's left is mine that have not been picked. And he's like, should we add more stuff to the spinner? And I'm like, you dick. Let me do my topics, please.
So tonight's episode is going to be Psychics Part 2,
no!
And let me tell you... All right, so what how are we going to do the tagline for this, for servers?
Serving is hopefully out of my life forever.
And let me tell you why.
No, serving was my first ever job at Country's Barbecue in Columbus, Georgia.
Yeehaw.
It was an interesting time. It was one of those things where I came in and I basically just got the job because I knew the owner. And I was fresh out of high school and one of the only people who could pour beer because I was 18, and you know, how that worked.
I thought you were alluding to the fact that nobody could physically get the beer in the cup, and I'm like, what the hell?
I mean, I was better than most of the other girls at pouring beer once I learned, but like,
Did you do the gravity pour with the Guinness?
We didn't have Guinness, but we had Yingling, which was also difficult and foamy.
Did you do the gravity pour thing? That's the coolest.
Pour.
It is
what
so.
Are you talking
it's
about?
It's so bougie. I'm
sure I've seen it because I worked in a sports bar.
So,
but you know.
So you got the glass, yeah. Right? You take the glass and you stick it on top of the bottle, and then you flip it upside down so where the bottle's upside down, and then you glup, 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 lifting it up slowly, and that's called a gravity pour.
Oh, see, ours was I think all of our beers were draft. I think it was like all draft.
So you flipped the keg upside down.
Yes, I'm strong enough. Anyone who knows me, picture me flipping a keg upside down.
Yes.
No.
She'd do the thing where she would like lay on her back and then kick the thing like a wheel, like some kind of like Scandinavian.
That would go better for me than if I tried to pick it up, but it still wouldn't go well. I'd end up kneeing myself in the nose. I did that once during a game of, crab soccer. Like,
I'm sorry, back up. Pick it up from crab soccer? What is that?
No, like, okay, you would play it in school. You know what a crab walk is.
Yeah.
You know? And then there was like a big inflatable ball that was the quote-unquote soccer ball. And you would be on like two different teams and you would have to crab walk and try to kick the inflatable soccer ball like into the other person's like little goal or end zone.
What?
And one time I went up right against another kid and we both went to kick it, but they kicked, they rolled higher on initiative and they got it. And my knee just went cold into my nose, and I thought I'd broken my nose.
Oh,
I was in like middle school, and it was a rough time, but it was okay. I didn't break my nose.
Wow.
It was not good.
Okay.
Yeah, but I served for like 6 years, and it was draining, and I hated it, but I was so good at it and made a lot of money that I was like, maybe it's worth, you know, hating going into work every day. Maybe it's fine.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe that it is sexist to say that women make more money serving than guys do?
I'm not even sure that I believe that that's true.
Really?
After working in a sports bar, hell no, is that not true? No.
In a sports bar, you would
think
that...
In a sports bar, so at the bar I worked at, they had mostly girls, and then they started hiring really hot guys.
Well, hold on now. Broads?
Yes, broads. Thanks for tuning in, John. our friend John, as we've mentioned several times, I'm sure he loves how much
we
mentioned him.
He probably hates this podcast.
Oh, he hates it. It's his least favorite podcast. But he in a D&D game, just as himself, was referring to these two female characters as broads, not in character, but as John the DM was like, so these two, like, you know, broads are just over in the corner, and me and Candace, another girl playing, we were both like, John, call them anything else. Don't call them broads.
But what you guys don't know is he was just abbreviating broadswords. That's just a shortened
the
version.
Two broadswords.
Yeah, dude. I'm in the armory. Hey, give me those two broads over there.
No.
Schwing, schwing. It's like, yeah,
no.
I'm ready for battle.
That is a that jumps right back to our political correctness podcast.
So,
oh gosh.
So you really believe, and I'm not saying this to like challenge you. It's just we come from two completely different serving backgrounds.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, yeah, because David, I know you stalked my
David,
Facebook.
David, our biggest fan.
Oh my God. Hey, David, I miss you, babe. You never text me anymore.
Did you just call him Bay?
Yeah. Me and David are seeing. Never mind.
That was so, cursed.
Me and Dave are seeing.
Come in.
I don't know. We're gonna see something. It's probably
we'll
naked.
See something.
Anyway, no. So, now I'm tripped out about David. So,
it's okay. He'll forgive you.
For those who don't know, I actually have been serving since 2015, and I stopped. Wow, God, I stopped at like 2017. So that's, but that doesn't sound right. I've been doing it for longer than that.
Yeah,
how could this happen? We're smarter than this.
I mean, I started in 2014, and then I went up until because that's when we graduated. So if it was right out of high school, it was 2014.
It was okay. So I've been serving for 3 years. You served for a lot longer though.
I served for off and on for like 6 years.
So were sports bars primarily where you would serve?
No, not at all. I've only ever worked at one sports bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You served at the same place for 6 years?
No. I mean different places. Like
So
I served at Countries, then I served at Buckhead. In Columbus, which I'm not even gonna...
Did you just say Buckhead in Columbus? That's extremely confusing.
No, it was called Buckhead Steak and Wine, but it was a little place that was trying to be fancy in Columbus, and it had fancy food, and it charged a bunch of money, and rich people came and ate there, but it was disgusting. like, the reason they kept the light so dim was not because it's a fancy restaurant, it's so you couldn't see how gross the place was.
Wow.
It was really fucking disgusting.
Buckheads, we're looking for a sponsor, by the way.
I'm not even gonna try and hide it. Don't go eat there. Like, unless they are under new management now, and they are allowing pest control, because back when I worked there, us servers, we were like, can we buy bug bombs, please? Because it's that bad. And the owner said
Oh my God.
And he didn't buy any. And it was just like, it was literally like an infestation of roaches,
oh
like the small ones.
God.
That means they're a colony. And they were just like, they would swarm the place. Like, it was awful.
Dude, that's disgusting.
I'm not even going to be like, oh, I'm not going to say the name. I'm saying the name. I'm calling y'all out. If you're under the same management, fuck you. You need to fix your life.
Holy shit, that shot's putting in some work.
Dude, I took one shot. Tyler took two. This is the late night version of our podcast.
This is let me tell you why after dark.
After dark. I mean, it is dark.
Correct. Come in.
But yeah.
How many of those roaches do you think made it into the fryer?
A lot of them made it into the, into just like the prep line. So,
are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that's why. So there was one day.
I was kidding. That's actually terrifying.
It was really disgusting. So
I'm never going there.
There was one. I mean, I would never take y'all there because I worked there. Now I did eat my first ever bison steak there, but I watched the owner make it the whole time.
They sell bison?
They do. They sell bison. They sell elk.
I love bison.
They're very fancy. I mean, just go to Ted's. Ted's is better anyway. But
is it the same price point?
Probably about close.
Wow. Oh my God.
But yeah, so Buckhead, there was one day that I came in like an hour early because they had a huge 50 person. It was like a whole corporate thing coming in, and they were like, we need to polish the wine glasses because the dishwasher was garbage and it would leave a ton of like those water drops. So I came in an hour early and was like, you know, I scrubbed those things till they were like spotless.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner knew that I had come in an hour early. And so he came up to me. A few other people came in like 20 minutes early and were doing stuff. And he was like,
mouth.
Well, no.
What were you saying? The roaches were in the line.
Yeah, so I...
Continuity!
So I come in an hour early, and the guy, you know, he had said anyone who comes in early, like, at all, would get something off the blue plate menu, which was, like, you know, $20 meals. And so they were still, like, nice, but they weren't, like, elite.
Was steak and frites on there?
I don't remember the menu. If I'm being totally real with you, I don't remember. I also just, like, spat all over you, and I'm so sorry. That was really gross. I think it was, like, back here, so I think you're safe.
You completely missed me. It's okay.
But, He told everyone else, he was like, yeah, y'all can order off the blue plate menu. And then he came up to me. The owner was like a huge dick. So like, I'm not vouching for him, but he came up to me.
You're taking this company to task.
I don't care. Like, I really don't. But the guy, he came up to me and was like, hey, you came in an hour early, right? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, so you don't have to stick to the blue plate menu. Get whatever you want.
That's cool.
So I went to the two most expensive things, which was the $50 bison and the $50 elk. And I was like, give me that bison. But I wanted to make sure that it wasn't like going to be gross. So mm-hmm. I stood there and stared at it because he made it. He went back there and made it himself. And I went and like stared at it and like was like watching to make sure he wasn't doing anything sus. There weren't like any, there wasn't anything around there. Everything was Gucci.
He's like tenderizing it and just a little roach.
Honestly. And I was just like, yeah, I'm watching everything. Cause if a roach or anything, or if he touches it like with his bare hand or something, like I'm going to make him start over.
Every chef who's worth his salt licks the palm of their hand and slaps the meat.
Well, that's how the
it.
Salt gets on there.
Exactly.
They have to.
He takes a shot of just salt and then spits it at the.
Spits it out.
And then slaps it and then puts it on there. I worked at a fine dining establishment. I think I know what I'm talking about.
Well, this was fine dining. I had to learn all that fancy stuff. Like, I had to learn all the stuff about, like, what arm does the little cloth go over when mm-hmm. you're pouring the wine? And,
oh, yeah.
Like, who gets it first? And you have to, like, put it to the person, a sip to the person who ordered it. And they have yep. to be like, yep, it's good. And then you go for, like, starting either on the right or the left, I don't remember, and circle all the way back around to them.
Well
and, like,
done.
All
That's
that
exactly what it is. Yeah.
I worked there for a while.
Well
I know what
done.
I'm talking about.
Well done.
And I always loved whenever they would order, like, a bottle of wine, because I got to go down into the little wine cellar and just stand in there and be like, like, which one is it, you know?
Yes.
And feel like Squillium, like, examining all the
it's
wine.
It's big and valuable.
No.
What was the bougiest, not to derail, but
no,
quickly,
no.
What was the bougiest thing that you've learned in that process?
In... that process?
Ooh. Even one better. What's the bougiest thing that you've learned that you kept to this day, that you still do?
Oh, that I still do mm-hmm. is just approaching approaching people from the, I believe it was you're supposed to go and serve people from their right.
Correct.
Yeah,
yes.
I still do that. Like, whenever I'm, like, coming to grab, like, if someone is sitting at a table, like, sometimes at, like, my grandma's house, if, like, we're having Thanksgiving and, you know, my mom is like, hey, can you grab me a drink? I always, like, go and I'll walk around her to put it on her right. And she's like, why'd you do that? And I'm just like, oh, it's just, like, easier to reach because I'm embarrassed that I've held on to it. But that's what I've held on to.
You make eye contact with and go, pardon my reach, and then,
and then just like elbow to her face.
Grandma.
No, but that's the one thing I've held on to for sure. And then I do watch, like, I know when you and I watched Grand Budapest Hotel, I was watching very closely
oh,
when they
yeah.
were doing all the fancy stuff.
Because we
I was
both
like,
geeking out about it.
Because I was just like, they actually did it right. Look at that. All right.
You
nice. Want to
know something that's really embarrassing?
What?
That was embarrassing for me as well. So we're both in the same boat.
Okay.
I watched an interview with Wes Anderson talking about that scene specifically. And he said that the guys who were doing the serving messed everything up.
What?
They did everything that they were supposed to wrong to a minor degree, and we were sitting here singing their praises like
Whoa!
They were the greatest thing ever.
I mean, that goes to show how long it's been since we've been in fine dining.
How red you were like 30 minutes ago was me when I saw that interview, because I was like, I really thought they did a good job. Oh my God, I'm going to
I mean, they didn't do a terrible job. Like, as far as I could tell, they still did, like, you know, a few of the main things, but I'm sure there were some places that they, like, fucked up.
It's a Wes Anderson film, so it's one of those blink and you'll miss it, like, he didn't, like, turn the thing in the right direction or whatever. So it's like, if you know, you know, but we thought we knew and we didn't know, you
and
know?
We didn't know. It's been too long since we've served in fine dining, and I'm okay with that.
Me too.
I said after I left the sports bar that I was like, yeah, I don't want to go back to serving. I think I'm done at this point.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
No way.
Did I tell you about the time that the guy snapped at me and called me boy?
No.
That was the only
or maybe.
That was the only time I ever backmouthed Yeah,
back mouth. That's a southern back term talking. For talking back.
Back mouth. The only time I back mouth someone.
Don't bring out Utu as alter ego right now.
you must be yanking my horse. Oh my god.
And we just lost all our listeners.
Dude, that was...
Samuel just turned it off.
He's just like, I hate not only Netherdeep, but Utua specifically.
Anywho. No, he likes Utua.
Oh, that's
sweet.
He
likes Utua because Utua can't have the main character syndrome that all of your other characters have.
That's not true.
That is true.
That is not true. Jakar is not the main character.
He wants to be so bad.
Just because he wants to be doesn't mean he is. And Felix was... Never mind. We'll talk about this later.
We'll talk about this later, young man.
I'm a different character. Bro, my new character for the new campaign is going to be the same thing.
Oh my gosh. You and your main character syndrome.
He's just so cool. Anyway, so this is the only time I ever back-mouthed someone. I had 1 week left of serving at Stony River. Which I didn't have a good experience there. I worked there twice. The first time it was really bad because nobody liked me. Can't imagine why. that's a joke. So they were like, they were super mean to me. It was a terrible experience. My mom just got diagnosed with cancer and they were just like, are you going to be here on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? And I'm like, this could be my mom's last Christmas. And they're just like, we'll see you tomorrow morning. And I'm like, you guys,
dude, fuck
suck
that.
Every cock in the building. Anywho, but yeah, no. So it's my last week of working there, and there's these two stuffy business guys wearing suits.
Okay,
and they're immediately just like being really disrespectful. Mm. Like they're doing the thing where I'm like, "Good evening, gentlemen. Can I start you off with some San Pellegrino or some sparkling Aquafina?" And they're just like, go. And I'm just like, fucking excuse
me? If anyone snaps at me, I instantly, I pretend like I didn't hear what they said. That was always what I would do, is if anyone snapped at me, I would just like stare at them.
And
I would just be like, oh, I'm sorry, do you need something? Talk to me. What do you need?
Or do the finger guns back where you snap and do the finger gun and be like, yes.
I did do that once when I was really busy at the sports bar. Like someone was trying to snap to get my attention and I just went, and like, because I can't snap, so I did like the little like tongue click thing.
You do the tongue.
That's what I do to fake snap. Is like instead of that, like instead of being able to snap like a normal person, I just go.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that.
Oh god. Anyway, okay.
No, nothing. Tune in next week when we're even more drunk. No.
Oh god.
No. So I go up to the guy. I bring back their waters. And as I'm walking up, like I'm approaching it, and he just goes, boy.
Ooh, no.
And I in that moment, you know how like time slows down when you're in that adrenaline mode, when you really want to like do something, but you have to like time
suddenly go into the matrix.
Time has to slow down so you can talk yourself out of it.
Yeah.
Right? Time slowed down and I went through, and it was like in the video games where it's like A is this and B is that, and A was throw the water in his face and B was be smart and don't do that. And so I was just like, I went up to him and I said, sir, respectfully, you don't have to talk to me like that. What do you think he said to me?
I think he said, no, I think I do.
He said, you're so right. I'm so sorry. I apologize. It's been a long day.
Is that really what he said?
On God.
Wow. Okay.
And I said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I appreciate you very much. Here's your water. What can I get for you? And it was totally cool for the rest of the night. I almost threw up on him because I very much struggle with standing up for myself like that. I'm good at telling people off when I get super mad. But the problem is, like, I'll let myself get really, really mad. And then when I actually speak up, it's like 30 degrees past where it should have been. And then I make myself look like an ass.
Mm.
So I can never win. So it's just like, you know what, you fucking cocksucker. And it's just like, whoa, 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 whoa. That wasn't warranted. He just snapped at you. You could have been smarter about this. And I'm like,
I would always just ignore people when they were rude to me. I would specifically be like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, and then turn to the next person and be like, what can I get for you? And just make sure that they were last, because I was like, you don't get rewarded for speaking to me that way. You get to wait your turn.
Yeah.
Like the child that you clearly are.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I just go, I'm not going to punch him in the face. I'm not going to punch him in the face. Please don't punch him in the face. You will get a, you will be in trouble. But anywho, yeah. Come in.
No, I know you have been sort of propositioned while serving before.
Oh, you okay.
I think you should tell that story.
Okay, I didn't know if you had more that you wanted to go
well,
into.
Well, no, I mean, I definitely do, but I wasn't propositioned, but I know somebody who was, and I have their story that I can tell.
Okay, so once upon a time, I was a server's assistant, so not even the server, just the little water boy, and I was currently studying as a theater and performance studies major at Kennesaw State. And so I was at the Ruth's Chris right like down the street. And the problem with the Ruth's Chris down the street is that it is attached to an Embassy Suites, meaning that the very nice steakhouse is attached to a hotel. So we got a lot of escorts.
Yep. Like
18,
you do.
19, 20-year-old women.
Ooh.
With all the fixins that a growing girl needs.
Oh boy.
With anywhere from 75 to like 89 year old men.
Ooh.
White, decrepit, like liver spots on the bald head men. And he's just like, eh! And she's just like, he said he wants a, and I'm just like, oh goodness gracious. So on top of that, we also got at one point a porn production company, which was amazing. How did I know this? Well, because they told me and asked me to be in the porn. There, it was table 25 in the back left-hand corner of the restaurant. I was a server's assistant at the time, and me and Yasmin came up with the get-em method, which is where we would just run around like crazy people and make sure everyone was watered and bred, and it was a fun way to do our job.
Watered and bred.
Watered and breaded. So I go to the table, and it's five people. It's four men, four like late 20s to early 30s men, all in flannel shirts, and one lady in a bright, sparkly, sequined dress. I go up, and I'm serving them their waters, and I'm being super polite, and the guy's just like, hey, you know, I'll have a whiskey smash, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not your server, but I can go and get him. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, well, if you're not the server, who are you? And I'm just like, oh, please, I'm just the water boy. I'm nothing fancy, right? Just trying to be silly.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, you're the water boy. You ever see that movie? And I'm like, that's some high-quality H2O. And they start laughing, right? I did that joke about 400 times before I graduated from that position.
I mean, that's just like what you do in serving. Like, you're told the same jokes a million times, and you have to laugh like it's funny, even though you just kind of want to like blow your brains out in the moment.
When you serve them the water, you're just like, would you like the fancy water or the tap water? And he goes, oh, I'll have Alatoona's finest. Oh, wow, I've never heard that before.
For me, it was just always me going up and, can I get you anything? $1 million or a winning lottery ticket? And I'm just you're the funniest person I've ever seen in my life. Wow, that's only the fourth person who said that to me today. Thank you, sir, for checking that off my bingo card.
So it's just like that. It's like triggering. So I'm doing the bit with them, and they're just like, he's just like, you look young. You go to school around here? I'm like, yeah, I'm at Kennesaw State. He's like, what are you studying? And I'm like, oh, theater and performance studies. He goes, really? Are you in front of stage or in the back? And I'm just like, no, I'm an actor. He goes, really?
Oh, boy.
Now, understand, for those who know me now, I was a lot skinnier and had a much better jawline. So I was actually marketable at this point. So the guy looks at me and kind of does it like a once over, right?
Oh,
and
boy.
There is a okay, for my my big porn fans, there's actually a market for the type of person I was at the time. And so I'm talking to this guy, and he looks me up and down, and he goes, "You know what, Tyler? Mr. Actor." He kind of taps his glass. He goes, "I think I'm going to be real thirsty in about 5 minutes. Why don't you come back in 5 minutes and help me quench my thirst?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sir. Okay." So I beat off. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
So I jerk off on his face. I do not do that. I was trying to
you
say.
You pull a Slim Jim.
Oh my, literally nobody's going to get that reference. It's a D&D character
Samuel
who should be arrested.
It's okay. Yes, he should be, but Samuel will get it.
Right.
It's okay.
Oh my God. But no, I scurry off. I don't know why I said beat off.
I don't know why you said it that way either.
Fuck?
That was such a Freudian slip.
Yeah, it's because we're talking about porn. It's
yeah,
just like,
we're talking about
so
porn.
So I spank it real quick. Anyway. So I leave and I come back in 5 minutes and I'm just like, hey, you thirsty? And he goes, you know what, Tyler? I'm not thirsty. And I'm like, okay. And there's this awkward pause and he looks at me, he goes, Tyler, you're an actor. Talk to me about your work experience. And I'm just like, okay, I've done this, that, and the other thing. And he goes, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. He looks at his guys. He's like, that's pretty good, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. How rump. And so I'm just like, okay. And he goes, Tyler, I think I'm okay to say. He's like looking at the guys. He's like, I'm okay to say that. Yeah. We're a production company for a film. I'm like, is that right? And I'm starting to get my heart
get
starting
excited,
to race a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what? Hold on. Oh, my God. What's happening? And he's just like, we're a production company, and our leading male just dropped out. I'm like, I'm so sorry. That's terrible. And he goes,
so sorry. That's terrible. With a huge smile.
I'm like
on
smiling
your face.
Like a crazy person. It's full on. Here's Johnny smile. I'm like, really? And so they're just like, so honestly, like with your experience and your theatrical ability, surely you'd be a good fit for, if I may say, the leading male. And I'm like starting to sweat. I'm like, moi, has my ship come in?
Oh my God.
And they're just like, I'm like, I'm flattered. That's incredible. Thank you so much. What kind of show is it? And all the guys look at each other and they're like, Megan, oh. They're like, they're like, well, it's a romance. I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, it's a, this would be the lady that you're opposite. This is Crystal. Tyler, say hi to Crystal. I'm like, good evening, Crystal. She's like, hi. I'm like, okay. And understand, she's in the sequence dress. She's living very little to the imagination. It was Titty City over on table 25. And obviously every server and server's assistant is like, they've got their tongues hanging out, right?
Yeah.
And so he's like, Tyler, this is Crystal. So, we'll just say, we'll say you and Crystal are going to get very intimate with each other over the course of this shoot. And he looks at me and he winks. And I look at him and I'm just like, okay. Oh. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh. And he's kind of looking at me like, uh-huh. And he's like, we can pay you some good money.
Ooh.
And I went, so for those who turned into our last podcast, I'm a lot of things. Religious ain't one of them. I am super spiritual, and that is like my own like kind of makeshift religion, but I am not Christian by any stretch of the imagination. So what I told this man...
I forgot this was how this ended.
Oh my goodness. Sir, I... And you can tell how my voice immediately starts to shift into Christian Tyler mode.
A mode that does not exist.
Sir, I'm... that is incredibly flattering. You're referring to porn, right? And he goes, like, be quiet. But yes. And I'm just like, sir, respectfully, I am a devout Christian and I am saving myself for marriage. I am flattered beyond belief, but and I don't want to be disrespectful. And he throws his hand up and goes, whoa, bro, I am so sorry. I thought that you were like you look like, and he was right.
He read you
he
correctly.
He was right. I fucked at that point. And so, and many years later, nothing's changed. And so he's looking at me and he's just like, I am so sorry. I just got a bad read on you. He's like, I thought this would be something you're interested in. I'm like, sir, I would, in another life, probably, but not this one. Not. I've come too far, and everyone's just like, dude. They're all like high fiving me and shit. And so he's just like, man. He's like this. And one of the guys is drunk. He's like, he's doing it for Jesus, man. He's doing it. He's doing it for Jesus. The other guy's like, he's not doing it for Jesus. He's like, that's right. Crystal, who's only said how do you do, looks at me. She doesn't get up, but she like kind of like leans in towards me. She takes her elbows. She squeezes her tits together. Makes direct eye contact with me and goes, you don't want to fuck me?
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting here like, it's not that. I just can't. I'm a professional. And so I'm just like.
And that is the easiest way to never get an actual, like, non-sellout job again.
Yeah.
That is, like, the easiest way.
So I look at her and I'm just, before I could even say anything, I was so stunned. I was like, I can't believe a porn star just said that to me. And these guys start jumping down her throat. Crystal, shut the fuck up. They start, like, Crystal, unbelievable. The guy just said he's doing it for Jesus. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And she's like, God, they're just like, man, God bless you. Go get him, right? So I go back into the, server station. I go up to my boy Yasmin, who's my boy, right? And he goes, what were you talking about? You were in there for like 10 minutes. And I'm like, dude, they just asked me to be in a porn. I said it at that volume. I was like, they just asked me to be in a... As soon as I said porn, the manager, the entire back line, and the entire front of house all started surrounding me, going, they fucking what? Screaming at the top of their lungs. They what? They who? They who? And so I'm like, guys, calm down. I think it was just a prank, like trying to play it off. And this guy, Justice, he was a... Justice is never going to tune into this. Justice was a douchebag. And Justice, if you're tuning in, you were I don't know who you are now, but you were a fucking douchebag. He looks at me and he goes, oh, you little pussy bitch. He's like, you can't handle a little fucking woman? I
oh
got
my
you.
Gosh.
So I walk. So the table's right by the double doors for the party room that's empty at that point.
Yeah.
So I walk straight past them. I give them a little wave and I go into the party room. I put my ear up to the door.
Oh,
Justice
gosh.
Comes walking up and he starts serving them water and they're not acknowledging him at all. And he goes, four guys, one girl. It's like, what's going on over here?
Oh my God.
And they look at him and they're just awkward silence. They're just staring at him. And he's like, I'm just saying, it's like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
And they're just like, can you get our server, please? Like, I think we're good. And he, like, storms off. I go back to him. I'm like, I'm just kind of looking at it. He's like, dude, they were just fucking with you. It's not a porn production company. And I'm like, maybe you just don't have what I got.
Maybe you don't have the sauce.
He looked at me. He put his finger in my face. He goes, go fuck yourself. And he leaves.
No, I have never been propositioned. I have been asked out and hit on and left numbers for several times at the sports bar.
Okay.
None while I was single, and so none was taken advantage of, but there was really only one time where I was, like, genuinely kind of, like super flattered.
Really?
Because every other time, like, there was a table, like, full of guys, and so I knew it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, a Saturday night, and they were like, hey, what time do you get off? And I was like, I'm closing. And they were just like, well, I mean, we're probably going to be out super late. What time is closing? And I'm like, 3 a.m. And they're like, oh,
is that true?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like 2 or 3. I don't remember exactly the time, but it was
crazy.
Close to that. And they were just kind of like, oh, okay, well, here. And just, like, gave me their number. And I was like, cool, straight in the trash can. I'm not using that.
Right.
And then there was another guy who, like, was trying to get me to go to a party with him afterwards. And he was just, like, alone. And I was just like, this is awkward.
That's already cringe.
I was just, well, he was alone playing pool, and I was serving.
By himself?
Yeah, he was just playing. People do that a lot. Will come in and just play pool by themselves.
I'm also, like, terrified of doing anything by myself in a social situation.
Have you never just, like, gone out to eat by yourself?
I try and do it as rarely as humanly possible. Like,
oh.
I'll go to Carrabba's fully intending on, like, having plenty of time to, like, eat. And get it to go. I'll even eat it in my fucking car. Like, I'm not going to sit down in a restaurant by myself.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I love it.
That
freaks me the fuck. Well, I mean, I told you the story about me going to the concert.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Tell your story and then I'll come to that really quickly.
Yeah.
That's
no,
awkward shit.
No, but the one where I was super flattered, there was, like, this couple and this very attractive man. Around the tier of what I would call, like, like some kind of male model.
Wow.
Like a catalog kind of, like, male model. And
Samuel,
I was like,
thank you for tuning in.
And I was just like, wow, okay. Nothing was really happening, obviously, but he goes to the bathroom at one point, and I came back, I think, to, like, drop off checks or something like that, and the woman of the couple just goes, like, hey, he thinks you're really cute. And I was just like, me?
What?
What? Like, and I even told her, I was like, well, I mean, I have a boyfriend, but like, I'm super flattered. Like, thank you. Because I also wasn't really feeling myself that day. I hadn't worn any makeup or anything. And so I was just like, you know, I don't feel super, like, attractive. And so I was even more, like, flattered. I was like, oh.
I totally get
whenever
it.
Whenever I get, like, asked out, I happened at Second and Charles one night. I was just, like, stocking the little, like, drink fridge. And, again, hair is, like, pulled up. I don't have any makeup on. I'm just wearing, like, a T-shirt for that says Second and Charles on it. And he just comes up and he's like, hey, would you want to go on a date? And I was like, I am just so flattered. No.
Does that work?
Thank you.
If you were single, and a guy came up to you and just said, hey, would you want to go on a date? Would you say, like, if you were single and you were feeling the guy, would you say yes?
Yeah.
What?
No, he was an attractive guy.
I overcomplicate shit.
He came up and he was just like, hey, you know, you're really cute. Do you want to go on a date? And I was like, I'm so sorry I'm taken, but, you know, I'm very flattered. And he was like super chill. He was just like, oh, no worries. You know, just wanted to shoot my shot. And then he took off. But like,
I should try that more often.
But I remember it very fondly because I'm like, he was just so genuine the way he approached. He didn't approach with like any game or anything, but he also wasn't super awkward.
He was comes up snapping, unzipping and zipping his like jacket.
He comes up like snapping like he's in the Jets or something. Like,
hey there, mama.
No.
You want to come to the sock hop? And you're just like, what the fuck?
You had such a John Mulaney vibe when you did that. No, but like, he came up with not too much cockiness, but also not awkwardness. He was just himself and was just, like, super there and was just like, yeah, so, you know, this is how I feel. What you think? And I was just like, I appreciate it. It's a no, but I appreciate it.
I should try that. I overcomplicate shit. I'm over here with, like, a 4-point bulletin that I need to show someone before asking them out.
I know. Your whole, like, game plan has, like, many it's a labyrinth of, like,
it's a flow chart is what it is. It's a full, like, 20-piece flow chart on how to ask somebody out.
When really the best thing that you can do is just give, like, a girl a not creepy compliment. So, like, what he did where he was just like, hey, you know,
you look like you have beautiful feet.
Oh, God.
And she says, police.
And she pulls out mace and says, get away from me.
I'm kidding. That's never happened from me. Other people have probably done it, but.
Oh, Lord. Maybe that's why our friend got banned from Twitter.
Yeah, dude, our friend.
Our friend wow. That we're not going to drop the name of.
Dude.
But
that friend is such a valued friend, and he's cherished, and I love him.
No, but you should try that, because just, like, delivering a non-creepy compliment, just being like, hey, you know, I think you're really pretty. Is there any chance that you want to go out sometime? Like, and you deliver it very confidently, but not, like, cocky. Then, I mean, I received it very well. I just wasn't single. And so, like, you know, it was going to be a no. But I appreciated it very much and was like, wow, that was such a nice, that's what I needed today. Was that, like, little,
yeah,
confidence,
little confidence boost.
That was so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, dude, just, like, just shoot your shot more.
Yeah. Well, that's how, I mean, I've, a fair amount, like a non-zero amount of the girls that I've dated have
instead
been
of yelling nefarious at a girl, you should maybe you should just like tell her she's pretty and ask her out, like instead of yelling SAT words at her.
I am Quetzalcoatlus.
Trepidatious.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway. No, like, I don't know. I like to think I'm really good at getting people laughing and, like, getting them, like, hey, this guy's not half bad, right? But I feel like there is a certain threshold that I have to meet before. Like, I have to feel like they want me to ask them out before I do. That's why, like, I don't ask people out that I don't know is pretty much going to be a yes. I very rarely get rejected, but that's because I only ask people out when I am, like, 1,000%, like, this is a slam.
Well, and if that's what you prefer to do, then that's what you prefer to do.
It's not what I prefer to do. I look at many people and go, she's hot, and I will probably never know what to do with that.
Well, as long as you don't approach her in, like, a creepy way, don't, like, you know, just go up and say, like, you know, hey, and then when she turns around, just, like, you know, give her an honest but not, like, creepy compliment, you know?
Well, typically when she turns around, I'm, like, drooling and breathing from the mouth without having it closed.
That's the Tyler special, is going up and being like, you know? Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
No, go ahead.
No, I
I really want to hear it.
You you don't, and I'll tell you why afterwards, but okay. I'm not going to say it.
David, I'm so sorry. I know you wanted to hear it.
No.
That's okay.
We're not going to do it.
That's all right.
My friend who got propositioned, though, this was at the sports bar, same place, mm-hmm. and she's a very, very attractive girl.
Thank you so much.
No, I still follow her on Facebook, because, you know, I became, like, just sort of loose, like, coworker friends with a bunch of the girls, and so I still am, like, friends with them on a bunch of different things. But she specifically was arguably one of the most sexual girls that worked there.
Pretty. What did you say her number was? I'm kidding. It's a joke. That's just a ha-ha.
I actually might have her number, but I'm not positive. I don't know if I do. I also don't know what her life situation is right now. But
that makes all of us.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to say her name. But she was probably one of the most sexual. Like, she came in all the time talking about her different, like, exploits and all this stuff. And, like, you know, how she couldn't have a certain type of birth control because it would go flying across the room because it, like, apparently.
What?
Well, because she preferred to, like, get booked, like, rough.
Jesus.
And so, like, she couldn't do, like, a ring or something, like, inserted uh-huh. that was, like, birth control because it would just fly across the room.
Jesus Christ.
That's what she claimed, at least. And so there was one night.
That's aggressive.
Yeah. And so there was one night where she was serving this, like, couple probably in their, like, late 40s, early 50s. And they leave. And they left a note. And she looks at the note and she brings it to us and she's like, y'all. And she shows it to us and it's an address and a phone number and says be our third ? And like
wow.
And says, like, you know, shoot us a text if you're coming over. But they had just left their address for her. Like
That's extremely dangerous.
They straight up just wanted her to come over and they just wanted to, like, both fuck her at the same time. I don't think she ended up doing it, but also who knows, she might have.
Wow.
But they were really about it.
Damn.
No, that place was absolutely wild. But the guys there absolutely, a lot of times, made more money than we did because bachelorette parties love sports bars.
Mm.
And they would come in there and they would ask for the super attractive. But
Adonis motherfucker.
Yeah, but it was weird because he looked like an Adonis, but then he talked just like this. It was super country and drawly.
But the ladies loved it because
they were like, that's so cute. Like, it's so sweet. Oh, my God. Like, let me put a dollar in your belt loop. Like, they thought it was so cute. And so he would make a ton of money. He wasn't very good at his job, but he was a sweet guy. He was just also
comes out, everybody has the wrong order.
Yeah,
and just he, like, he's so dreamy, he's like, I fucked up.
That was kind of how it went. He was also, like, a little racist, if I'm being honest.
Whoa.
Yeah, what did he call it? So he said that I think he was from Memphis, and he was talking about how they called it Memphica because it was like Africa in America because of how many black people there were, and he called it Memphica.
That's not
ideal.
And
I was like, that's not great.
Perhaps maybe don't say that.
He was like, yeah, it's not quite as bad as Atlanta, but, like, and I'm like, bro.
As bad.
Bro.
As bad.
I was like, this is not like a... this is not an infestation problem, my guy.
Wow.
Yeah, he said that one day, and I was like, so we're not gonna be friends. Let me just move out of your life real quick.
You know, the really savvy Let Me Tell You Why listener would record that and then edit it up.
To hear you
say, this is a problem, and then, like, talk about,
no!
like, all the black people in Atlanta, and then cut the knot and be like, this is a problem.
Don't encourage.
No, I'm not. I'm encouraging myself to do that.
No! Don't do that to
me. I posted in the promotional material where
no!
you just go on this, like, fixed racist diatribe.
Oh, my God. We would instantly shoot to the top of the charts, but it would be because we would be getting canceled. It would be Let Me Tell You Why is over party
oh
would be the hashtag.
God.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Either that or a certain group of people is like, this bussin'.
And then we'd be like,
we're shutting it down,
starting a new
You're
podcast.
You're never getting Psychicness Part 2.
We're starting a new podcast called I'll Leave You With This, and it's totally different. and it's not at all what this was. No. Oh my God.
That's crazy, though.
No, we had some crazy-ass people there. I told you about... Oh.
Sorry. It hit me too late, and then I made a thing, and it derailed all of this.
Oh,
but
okay.
The guy you were talking about is like the guy from The Shape of Water. The guy who runs the diner.
Oh, that guy.
Who is just this beautiful little Southern charming gentleman, and then he's like super aggressively racist.
Yeah.
And the guy's just like, what? And he's like, I think
like
you.
Him.
And he was really mean about the gay guy, and he's like, you need to leave.
He's just like a huge bigot.
Super sad and
super
God.
Not great. No, the most of the servers there were really cool, and like the bartenders were great. It was the management that made me leave. Because there was, I told you about the guy. I don't know if he works there anymore. He wasn't there the last time that we went, like, you know, a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he's still there. I hope he's not, for the girls' sake.
Ooh.
But there was, so he was really creepy, and he would hit on every new girl that came in. Mm-hmm. And he was like an assistant manager at the time.
As you do. It's part of the territory.
He would hit on every
I'm
new
kidding.
Girl.
Don't do that.
No, please don't do that.
Seriously.
Including me.
Oh.
And, of course, I had a boyfriend. And so, you know, he would hit on me. Like, on the night of the Super Bowl, I had to close, and the Super Bowl was, like, the worst ever because people would come in, order waters, and then take up a table for 6 hours.
Mm.
And so I was, like, I made, like, not nearly enough money to justify how long I'd been there that day. So we all took a bunch of shots and got drunk after our shift, like, after we'd closed up. And he kept, like, buying me shots.
Ooh.
Or not even buying me shots, because he was a manager. He just kept, like, pouring them. And I, that's why I don't do tequila anymore,
oh,
is because
wow.
That's what wrecked me. Is he gave me, like, 4 tequila shots.
Oh,
including
no.
the drink I was drinking. And
that's extremely inappropriate.
And like, a bunch of us were there. It wasn't like we were alone. Like,
right.
there were
okay.
a bunch of, there were at least 2 or 3 other girls with us. So, like, it's not like we were alone. And but he was being really, like, flirty with me, and I was drunk, and it was really weird. And, like, on the drive home, he was, like, in the back seat with me, like, being all flirty with me.
Oh, my God.
Because
this the manager?
Yeah.
How much older was he?
A lot older. He was probably in his he also has one. He had one of those faces where I could not tell what age he was. Like, he could have been 28. He could have been 38. I have no
Damn.
Way of knowing. He had one of those faces where you can't really tell. But he was a post-army guy, apparently. Yeah, which I already have a bad taste in my mouth with most. And I'm not even trying to say, like, military guys suck, because I'm not trying to generalize. But I grew up right next to Fort Benning.
Mm.
And all of my friends would date army guys, and they did not treat my friends very well.
That's
so I just kind of grew up with a bad taste in my mouth with it. So I was not interested in him in the slightest. I was also taken, like, it was not a thing. But he was trying to make it a thing. And when that ended up failing, he moved on to the next new girl who came in, until one of them finally decided to fuck him and then date him. And I feel so horrible for that girl, because he was awful. And he's the reason I ended up quitting, because he was just a power trip monster. And
I think I remember you telling me about this guy.
And
yeah.
So there was one of the girls who was probably my closest friend there. And she was kind of naive, but, like, weirdly also experienced. She was one of those people who's, like, in the weird middle ground.
Mm.
And
plays up on the girl next door, but, like,
but also, like, is kind of freaky and, like,
yeah.
and has some weird, like, things that when she would tell me, I'd be like, what? And she's like, yeah, that's just, like, my thing. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, what's going on? But then when I said something normal and I was talking to the other girls and they were like, yeah, that's normal. She was like, what? Like, you know, super, like, innocent.
Oh my God.
But we got along
really
well.
He just whipped at his dick and started pissing on me, and I was just super into it. It's like, fucking, huh?
She would throw some crazy shit out there, and I'd
what's
be like, girl.
Give me an example. What does crazy shit look
well,
like?
Well, like, She said this like it was normal, and I was like, that's not normal. But she, she eloped spontaneously with her best friend from childhood that she had, like, reunited with, and they had dated for, like, 3 months and then eloped. And so she comes into work and she's like, I'm married. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, we got married. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, good for you. Like, cool.
Right.
Like, as long as you're happy. And she seemed super happy.
Well, good
like,
for her.
So I was like, that's great. You know,
right.
good for you. But she comes in and she's like, yeah, so, you know, she had been a virgin, and she obviously, you know, they'd had sex on
Touch
their wedding night.
The
and
very
she and
first
she was
time.
Like, she was like, this is like a 2 to 3 days later. She looks at me and goes, yeah, you know, it was really great. Hurt kind of, you know, but, like, I haven't stopped bleeding yet. And I went, What?
Oh, God. And I thought you were going to say freaky shit, but that's upsetting.
No, that's the kind of shit she would throw out. Where she would just throw shit. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, like, you know, it's still going, but that's like normal. And I'm like, no, not this long after.
Oh,
like,
girl.
Maybe for a little bit after, but not 3 days. It's been have you gone to the doctor? And she's like, no, I thought this was normal. And I'm like, go to the doctor. Leave work and go to the doctor. Like, oh, it was that God. Kind of shit that she'd throw out that was crazy ass shit, and she would just think it was normal.
Why
and
does
we're
that
all
stress
like,
me
no.
the fuck out? And I don't even know this woman. It's like,
I mean, I hope wherever she is, she's doing good. But, like, that stressed me out so bad. I was like, that's not normal. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you need to go to the doctor.
It's also important to know about sex. Like, even if you're not going to have it, like, that's mm-hmm. totally fine. Like, go with God. Like, that's that you're good, right? But, like, I don't know. I'm big on knowledge. I'm big on communication, yeah. right? I'm big on, like, if you come.
Yeah, if I say I know something, then you start going crazy until I tell you what it is.
Wait, what?
No, you said you're into knowledge and communication. So if someone's like, I know something, but I can't tell you, suddenly you're like,
that's the worst thing you
fucking
can fucking
shit.
Do to me. Okay, that's separate. Because I'm talking about like sex. It's like, I want to know how to do the things, right? You're talking about people holding a secret over my head. Because if I didn't know, I didn't have to know. But you being like, here's a thing, and you're not going to know about it. I'm going to go, okay, well, I guess I'm not sleeping tonight. That's great.
Usually, if I ever say that to you, it's because it's either not my business or I know that you don't want to know. Like, it's actually a thing that I'm like, I think you would be happier not knowing it, and it has nothing to do with you.
Then don't tell me.
Well, like,
because I'm still thinking about what you were saying about why you couldn't do voice recording today.
Oh, my God.
I'm still like, why?
Samuel, if you...
You don't have to talk about it on the podcast.
No, we're not talking about it on the podcast. If you must know, I'll tell you afterwards, but it's not something that's going to enrich your life.
Here's the thing, man. It's like what you said when I talked to you about an experience that I had.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Where you were just like, don't go into crazy detail, and I thought I didn't, but I crossed the line and I apologize. But what I did was create a gap where your mind could start filling it in, and that was worse for you than the actual fact itself, and I still haven't cleared it up because I don't want to cross that barrier, but like, it's not bad. Anyway, we're speaking super fucking vague.
Yeah,
our
this is great for our listeners. This
shit.
Is great.
Oh my God, this is my nightmare. Fuck me.
No, but she would say shit like that. But I was talking all about that because there was a day that she comes into work and she started her period. Now, something that this was before she got married, and it was something that she just like lived by is she was someone who went commando pretty much all the time.
Oh.
Because she just didn't like underwear.
I remember this.
Yeah, you remember this story.
This is why you left.
This is why I left. Yeah. And so, because she didn't like to wear underwear. She was just like, I just prefer to kind of free bird it, you know? And I was like, to each his own.
That's a bold statement, but all right.
Whatever. And she only used pads because she, again, at that point was a virgin, and she believed the whole myth that, like, if you put a tampon in, you're not a virgin anymore.
Meanwhile, our listeners are just like, ooh, an episode about serving, and you're just like, and then they're bleeding from their vagina, and they use pads and a tampon, and she doesn't
wear
panties.
Dude, if you're weird about fucking periods, grow up. Like,
yeah,
it's not a big
child.
Thing.
It's not that bad.
As Tyler's cringing.
I'm hemophobic. That's my only thing.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be gross with it.
No, like, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, you've heard this story
Everything
before.
You said is fine, but, like, I had an experience with a friend who shall remain nameless, who, like, I mentioned, I was like, hey, I'm hemophobic, and so, like, this specific thing, like, the idea of period sex is, like, I've done it many times before, but it has to be under very specific circumstances, right?
I would imagine, like, in the shower where things can immediately go away.
Either in the shower or I just can't fucking look.
You can't look down.
But
yeah.
I've had sex one time where we thought we were beating the you know, rush hour or whatever. And so it happened in the middle of sex, which is it is totally fine.
And pretty
cool
common,
it.
Actually.
It is
yeah.
pretty common. And so but I look down and I see it and I almost pass out because it's like trypophobia. It's like I can't handle it. Like, it's too much. And the friend that I was with heard that and went, oh, let me just completely just keep talking and talking and talking about it. And I'm like driving the car. And I'm like, if you say one more thing, I'm going to crash the car and it's your fault. Like, please
see,
stop.
See, that's how I am with people talking about like drawing blood.
People
will be like, oh, that's funny, and then keep talking about it, and my arms involuntarily go like this, and
you're
like,
making me
and I cringe
stop.
Up, yeah. and they're just like, ha-ha, and I'm like, this isn't funny, now I'm stuck like this, like,
yes.
I can't move until yes. I calm down,
yes.
and I have to, like, take a breath and, like, chill, but even then, I'm, like, holding myself like this.
When I say I'm trypophobic and people are like, oh, you mean you're specifically bothered by this very specific thing, it's like, dude, I'm like... Like, oh my God, like my chest is getting tight. It's like, stop,
yeah, it's
fucking
like, it's
leave
like,
me alone.
Just leave it alone. It's like,
when I say
fun.
It's a phobia, I'm not saying it like conventionally. What's the word? I'm not saying it like how people say it now, which is just like, oh, I'm afraid of fucking this. I'm like this phobic. It's like, okay, shut the fuck up.
Like,
I'm actually debilitated by this shit. Leave me alone. Anyway.
I mean, apparently I'm Melissaphobic and xylophobic. So, you know, I've got all that going for me.
Let's pick it up from the fucking period story.
Yeah, so this poor girl, she's scared to use tampons. And that's all that any of the other servers have.
Right.
Because none of them except her use pads.
Right.
And so she's like, oh my God, things are happening right now. Because she just starts in the middle of her shift and is like, I need to go and get something because I have nothing and this is not acceptable. So she talks to all of the girls there. I wasn't there this night or else I would have freaked out on the fucking manager. But she goes to all the girls and explains the situation and is like, I just need to like run to the store, pick up, you know, some underwear, some pads and come back. And can you cover my tables in the meantime? It wasn't all that busy. And so the girls were like, yeah, I'll take this table. I'll take this table. I'll take this table. Yeah, you're good. Like, no worries. She goes up to the manager and is like, hey, I already checked with all the servers. They're all like good to cover me for like 10 minutes while I run to the pharmacy and grab some stuff. Can I do it? And he goes, no, you can control that. Just hold it. And that is why I left that place, because if you think for 1 second that a woman can hold their period in, I don't know what century you're living in, but it is not this one.
Bro, there is a very special place in hell for people like
that. Like,
that
was atrocious. It was disgusting.
God.
Like, I cannot stand him, and I hope he's not still working there, because it was very pleasant the last time that we went and he wasn't there, like, lurking over our table.
Oh, when,
like,
we went to throw darts and stuff?
We went recently, and I was looking because I was like, is he going to pop up? But he was nowhere, and I was like, thank God, I don't need him in my life. He is cringe.
Your dating life has been pretty much like dating long-term people after long-term people.
Pretty much, right? Okay, so boys didn't like me until I turned 18. I don't know if it's because I look like a kid and like... Until I turned 18, they were all like, I don't know if you're an adult or not. I don't know what the deal was, but I liked guys constantly. Like, you know, I wasn't like boy crazy. Freudian slip.
Oh, shit. What a disaster.
Tyler just came out on Let Me Tell You Why. No, but I was like... Not, like, boy crazy in the sense of, like, constantly trying to, like, you know, get with guys like my friends were boy crazy. But I was just boy crazy in that I would just, like, obsess over the guys that I liked because I knew that they didn't like me back. And I was just, like, super sad writing in my journal and, like, you know, playing sad songs and, like, and trying out terrible moves to try and, like, get them to talk to me.
Like,
you want to know the cringiest move I ever did?
I would love that.
So there was this guy I liked, Giancarlo, if you're tuning in, I'm so sorry.
You like Giancarlo Esposito?
Not Esposito, his last name was Parado.
You know who he is, right? He's like the black actor who is, he plays Moff Gideon in Mandalorian.
Oh, that guy.
That guy. The whole is just like, I was acting, and like gets all serious.
No. This was a guy who went to my high school. And I liked him for a long time in high school.
Everyone liked Giancarlo.
Well, I would have other intermittent... Well, actually, a lot of people did. But I would have intermittent, you know, little crushes on other guys, like, throughout high school. But his was pretty consistent. Like, I wasn't, like, necessarily, like, obsessed with him or anything. But whenever I saw him, I would just be like, oh, yeah. yeah, and like, you know, kind of perk up a little bit. But I was so cringy and nervous that like I could not make myself go talk to the guys that I liked ever.
Really?
And so we were on a field trip. I think it was freshman year. And I'm, you know, a freshman year and sophomore year, kind of, I was basically just like an outcast. Like, I was in the undesirables, and I was like, I'm cringe. I'm just going to sit over here and read my book with my underliner and my terrible fashion sense, and I'm going to sit over here.
I lived in that space for a long time.
Yeah, it was real cringe. So I'm sitting alone on the bus, and we're heading to a museum. And I see him coming up because the buses were split up by, like, you know, your last name alphabetically. And so it was like groups of people would come together. And I was like, oh, he might be on this bus. That would be cool. You know, I can sit there and think about talking to him and then not, like, you know, my favorite pastime. And so I was sitting there and he gets on the bus and I'm like, oh. And he's walking down and he sits next to me and my heart stopped. And he just goes, hi. And I was like, hi. And he like tries to start a conversation with me, but I'm so painfully shy that I'm just like, I can't say anything or I'm gonna say something weird.
Oh my God.
And I'm gonna blow it. And he keeps trying to bring me into conversation with like his friend. Like, they're talking about something, they start talking about their birthdays, and he's like, yeah, you know, that's pretty cool, when's your birthday? Like, trying to bring me in, but I'm so cringe that I'm like, I can't, this is my worst nightmare.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm freaking out so bad. But like, all through high school I would like or like obsess over like these different guys in this way where like I could not talk to them. And and with this guy, I'd pulled my worst move, and he knew it was bullshit. He knew it was. I got his number from somebody else, or maybe from like a school project, but he didn't have mine. And so I texted it as though it was like my friend. And I was just like, and oh, I just texted the wrong number. And then he's like, who is this? And I'm like, oh, is this not, throws out random name. And he's like, no, this is Giancarlo. And I'm like, oh, like Giancarlo from CHS? And he's like, yeah, how many Giancarlos do you know? Like, he knew it was bullshit.
Right.
He called me on it immediately.
Right.
But he was nice enough. Like, he was a really nice guy, and so he didn't, like, embarrass me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he even talked to me a little bit, but I was still really cringe. Like, it was not good. So if you're tuning
God.
In, my guy, I don't know why you would be tuning in, because I was cringe as fuck, and you should not be tuning into my life.
Giancarlo, I have a huge crush on you. Finally, my time to shine.
No, but he was always a super nice guy to me. Like, you know, there were guys that I would have crushes on that like would be kind of dicks about it, but
yeah.
He was always super nice, and
yeah.
he knew that I was just super awkward and like wouldn't make me feel bad. But up until my like the guy I dated before Case, it was like I graduated high school, I had really short relationship, then 3.5 year relationship, married. Like that
yeah.
was essentially what happened. Is like I never had the long-term high school stuff. I never had anything. The longest term I had before the guy I dated before Samuel was in sixth grade. And it was 6 months long with a guy who came out the next year.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, guys did not like me. And then I turned 18 and suddenly I met a bunch of short guys who were like, well, hey there. And
how
I was
you
like,
doing?
Oh, okay. This is my crowd right
oh
here.
Oh, my God.
And then I married a guy who's almost 6 foot. So, you know.
There you go. Never give up on your dreams,
No,
kids.
Never give up on your dreams.
Oh,
if you
God.
Want that tall man, you go for that tall man.
Well, the reason I asked was because a lot of my serving stories have to do with, like workplace relationships and, like, flings and things that would happen
oh,
during,
God.
Like, serving.
Why would you ever hook up with someone you're working with? That's just such a terrible
it's
decision.
It's so much fun. Oh, my God.
How is it fun? Because then you come into work and they're, like, and especially if things didn't end well, like, or like, you don't
oh, no,
want to hook
happened.
Up with them again.
That's happened.
And what happens then?
You get stalked and creeped out, and you use the sim. I say you use. You don't use. That's not what you do. But the sympathy from other people propels you into your next relationship.
Oh, boy.
I was a fucking interesting individual when I was younger and serving. And I went from super, super terrified, scared of my own shadow.
We need to make
shadow.
This the last story because we're running low on time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to be super, like, nervous and awkward and scared of my own shadow and just, like, terrified. Like, a lot of what you were talking about, like, really resonated with me. And in the middle of high school, I just hit this wall where I was like, you know what? I actually kind of dig myself, and through theater, I'm starting to grow. And by the
how it happened for me was junior year, I got into theater, and suddenly I was like, I have confidence.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
And, like, for real, theater, I don't want to say saved my life in the sense that I was, like, a danger to myself, but it saved my life in terms of it gave me a life.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, like, you know, with that, it's a rubber band, right, where you go so far down the undesirable path to now people are liking you and talking to you and you're confident and you're gaining this attention from people. And so you develop this really toxic relationship with seeking attention from others. Mm. So, because you're doing things that are quote unquote sexy, or you're doing things that people like, you're getting attention from these women, and you want more of it and more, and it's never enough. And that's why I dated like a million people, is because it's just like, oh my God, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. And not even sex, just the attention.
Yeah.
Just the attention. Just the acknowledgement that they're just like, you're hot and worth my time. Good. Next. And then it's just like that was it. Right. And so.
See, I was always on the receiving end of that, where I would start dating a guy, be like, because that was always my issue, is I fell in love really fast, which, I mean, you know, I develop attachments to people super fast. Like, if I can tell that they have value to me and, like, just as a person, and, like, I vibe really well, I am now, like, latched on to this person. Like, I'm not letting go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And romantically, when that would happen, I had never, like, experienced even just a like that was fully returned.
Right.
Like, a fully mutual, we like each other. So when it was a love thing, or even I thought that I might be in love with, all bets are off. I'm going to go psycho.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be a crazy person because I didn't have a handle on it. No, that would happen all the time. So I was always on the receiving end of guys being like, yeah, those were short relationships. We're like, we'd get together, they'd be super into me, and then they'd be like, they're better, though. And then they'd go and be with somebody else immediately. Usually,
that's
like,
awful.
With one guy, it was his best friend who claimed wasn't an issue. And then with the other guy, it was the girl that he had been fucking before we got together. And that he did say, no, I shouldn't say that.
No.
I shouldn't say that.
Oh, you're cock-teasing David. He's so upset.
I'm sorry, David. He did say, and this is not even, like, this is just one of my biggest bragging things.
You didn't use names, right?
Because, no.
Yes, you could say what he said.
But anyone who knows him knows who I'm talking about. And the girl, if she were ever to listen, would know that I'm talking about her.
You're
but,
talking to a very niche audience that we do not have.
I'm sure that we don't. But she is very attractive. Like,
okay.
In the face, in the body, and everything. She was always intimidating, and she had wanted to fuck that first guy I had a short relationship with, to the point where she, like, insulted me to him. I think she referred to me as, like, Gollum or something, trying to get him to, like,
nice
to fuck her instead of be
all.
With me. Which he didn't go to her.
Girls are mean.
The other guy did.
Oh.
Because they had been friends with benefits before he and I started dating, and then while we were dating, he told me, you know, I actually genuinely think you're hotter than her. And that is one of the most proud moments
good
of my
you.
Life was I was like, wow, she's like gorgeous. I'm hotter than her. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I feel great. So like, that's the best thing I've taken out of that, like, just dumpster fire of an end of the relationship. But no, honestly, she kind of like still keeps up with me a little bit. Like after me and the first guy broke up, she would just, like, comment on my stuff, like, really nice, like, joking around with me. And I was like, yeah, now that I let the guy you want to fuck go, like, now we can be friends, huh? Is that it?
Dude, I friggin', and I know we need, I need
yeah,
to
yeah, sorry. Finish whatever, because I don't know if you had finished your thought. I might have cut you off.
You
were talking about the girls and relationships and dropping them and
it's
all that
fun.
Stuff.
It's just fun to do. Through serving is where my two cougars that I had encounters with came from. The first one was much older than me, and the second one was still very older than me. Both of them moms. And it was fucking great. It was just a great time. I enjoyed myself, but it was definitely something that, like, definitely started to, like, these experiences started to warp my viewpoints towards like expressing yourself physically with people. And it's what resulted in me ended up taking a complete year of just like celibacy. So because I had to like reset and like relearn what it meant to like experience like this thing with people. And so, which was the end of that thought.
Well, can I ask a question before we go really quick? That's probably like a really fucked up question
you
to
can't.
Ask.
Yeah, go ahead. Of course you can.
Okay. Is it an obvious difference when you fuck a vagina that a child has come out of versus one that a child has not? It's a feeling I will never know, so I'm curious if there's a difference.
No.
There's not a difference?
No. Because it, to my knowledge, because I didn't know anything about sex and it did me dirty until I learned everything. And so I went, and I will never feel like this again. And so I learned everything there is to know about sex. I am a fucking expert. So to my knowledge, after the child is born, the vagina begins to like go back to normal.
Well, yeah, it does.
The concept. Okay. Quick sidebar. The concept of a quote unquote loose woman is not real. Like, that doesn't exist. Like if you get, like, let's say you're a woman and you're very sex positive and you have a lot of sex with a lot of different guys and they're really fucking big, right? That doesn't make you loose. Like, you're not less tight because you do that. Your vagina cannot go past the bounds that it was given, like when you mature. But when it expands because you are sexually aroused.
Well, yeah, that's just like how that works.
The tighter you are, the more sexually not engaged, like disengaged you are. So if you're having, like guys, fellas, if you're having sex with a girl and she is extremely tight, y'all need to do better. Because straight up fact, she's not as interested as you think she is. And it's just like, well, and it's the same thing as girls going like, you know, I was fucking this guy and his dick wasn't like wasn't that really hard. And it's like, yeah, because he's not fucking feeling you. Bro, get with it, brother man. My brother in Christ, like, do better. So, like, you know.
I'm sorry. That's just so funny.
Well, it's the same thing. So it's just like, you know, oh, well, a baby came out of there. It's like, yes, the vagina completely, like, dilates and gets all crazy to let the kid out.
Well,
and
yeah.
Then it reconstructs itself and reconstitutes itself.
I mean, I know how vaginas work, but
so
I also know.
The same thing that it was, and I didn't notice any difference.
But I also know that there are some people that, like, you know, have said that it is, like, different after you have a kid. Like, it's not the same.
It's different with age, and that's what people conflate. Because the older you get, like, I've had sex with a younger woman who had a kid, and I've had sex with an older woman who had a kid. And the younger woman obviously was a little tighter, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So, and the older woman definitely wasn't like, but at the same time, she was also really into what we were doing. So it's who's the fuck to say? I still did it. So it doesn't fucking matter. I'm a huge whore. Anyway.
I think I'm a huge whore is how we should end tonight. I think that needs to be the last thought
of the night.
And that's why
servers.
And that's why serving should be out of our lives is because Tyler's a whore.
Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We love you very much.
This was arguably one of our more TMI podcasts that we've ever done.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into
Samuel,
the podcast.
Samuel, I'm sure you know why I was laughing. we will talk after you listen to this episode.
I feel like a lot of us are in trouble now, including you, David.
You're in big trouble. Report to the principal's office.
Have a word with me in my office. Whoa.
And next week.
Is David just going to be like my like pen pal for like gay sex?
I think David is your higher self. Go talk to David.
David. Come to me. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. We appreciate you very, very much. We love you very, very much. Still haven't gotten any emails yet, and I probably shouldn't say it like that because it sounds really sad, but, like, send us submissions to our emails if you have any ideas or topics that you want to cover or fan fiction! If you don't, I will.
I will
write fan fiction and read it.
We've also made it easier. So we have an Instagram, like I mentioned last week. You can just search Let Me Tell You Why, and it's on there. I also, after doing some research, found out that podcasts actually do better on Twitter. So we have one.
Oh.
And I have been, you know, interacting and posting some stuff on there. And, like, so I will be posting like prompts to ask people for, you know, like certain topics to cover.
That's
or
so
if
cool.
you have a story like going off a topic that we do, hit us up there or just like shoot us a message. Because I'm running that and I check my email and my notifications all the time. So I will always see it.
Very cool.
But that is probably the easiest way, either that or DM us on Instagram. Or if you just like emailing us, our emails are in the description. You can find them there. I don't feel like saying the whole thing.
That
so
is
it's
totally
fine.
Like, seriously, guys, it's an open book. If you guys want to talk about anything, like, that's what we're here for.
And I believe our Twitter handle is the acronym of our title. So it's LMTYW Pod. So just look that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So that's going to do it for this episode of Let Me Tell You Why, where we talk about servers. I've been Tyler.
I've been Danielle.
And this has been way too much information.
This has been way too much information.
And it's only going to get worse.
Oh, it's going to
be great. Bye-bye!
Goodbye! Thank you.